Now, ordinarily this week, I would say we're about to hit the road with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au, but given the vehicle we're discussing, we're going to go off-road today. David, how are you, mate?
I'm doing very well, and yes, it's an appropriate vehicle, certainly in its image as well as its modern reality.
The Land Rover 90, it's as military as they come, isn't it? And also, once upon a time, very, very basic as they come, but that's changed.
It's very much a vehicle that was loved by the royalty and by farmers as well.
Yes.
You know, perhaps even mining and such. This is the rugged version of the Land Rover. We've had now, and it's moved into things like the Discovery, which gets into more SUV classes, although all Land Rovers are still good off-road. But this was the one that it was built until, you know, a derivative of the first Land Rovers. And in about the 80s, it became known as the Defender and the 90. And the 90 was 90 inches of a wheelbase.
Oh, okay.
Which is, where it gets the 95. It was actually 92.3, but that doesn't really look good on the back of your car, does it?
No, it's not as sexy, that's for sure.
Now, they built it up until 2016. But I've got to say, a colleague of mine, we road tested one before that, and he came up with the expression that no one who ever understood the word ergonomics had been near the design of the car. I had a mate I used to rally with. He's 6'4" and a sizable proportion.
Yeah.
He had a little old one there. He took the padding off the seat just to give himself a bit of extra room. I seem to remember it had plywood behind it as well. But later versions, right, later versions had things like trays in the side and speakers in the doors, so he couldn't get in and get his leg in and shut the door. So, you know, the design of them was that. Now, they went out of production in 2016. 2019, they came back with this new version, a homage to the old in its looks, but much more modern in its approach, but still very good off-road.
You've jumped behind the wheel of a Land Rover 90?
Oh, yes, indeed. We had the... Now, here's a struggle. Do you remember we talked about the Jaguar?
Oh, yeah.
And one of them had a 2-litre turbocharged petrol engine. Well, so does the base model of the Land Rover 90. Now, you know, we talked about the Land Cruiser and moving from a V8 to a V6. This is a Defender 90 with a 4-cylinder turbo petrol engine.
Mm.
But, you know, these are things that, you know, carry a reasonable amount of power and weight and ability. So, you know, while it may not suit the memory and the image that we had, it's still a very good car. And, of course, it can go right up to a big, lumpy, big, powerful V8 engine, but not a cheap option.
What sort of price are we talking about for the Land Rover 90?
Well, you see, this is even the base model is $89,000 plus on roads. That's the good news.
Mm.
If you go up to the V8, it's $231,000.
Oh, good Lord. What is it, race somewhere? That's an extraordinary amount for a Land Rover.
We have that image of a bush bashing.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it's for bush bashing. I think it's more for towing your horse float.
Pretty much, you've answered my next question, which is it suitable to the Upper Hunter? And, of course, being the horse capital of Australia, I'd say yes.
Driving down a Pebble Creek driveway into a, you know, palatial sort of home with the stables out the back, I think it would, yet having that image of saying, hang on, I've got to do some serious work here, I think that would suit, you know, very, very well.
As long as you don't have the low-profile tyres and you've got to have the proper big chunky tyres.
Yeah, they have some reasonably chunky tyres. And the great thing about it compared to the old one is that it's very quiet driving down the road. I have a colleague that has an old army one. His standard necessity for driving down the highway is earplugs.
Not because you're in the car with him.
Oh, that he needs a noise cancelling headset if I'm with him. I do tend to talk, yes. But the interesting thing is it has a sunroof, but it's not the usual sunroof. And it's not a convertible, but it's a cloth-like material that sort of fold concertinas back down the middle of the car and roof. It's not the whole sort of convertible thing, but down the middle. Mm. It's a bit like an old Fiat that you may remember. But the thing about it is, one, you know, incredibly quiet until you go through a tunnel. and then the noise bouncing off the roof tends to come through it, and you become more conscious of noise.
All right. Well, we'll talk some more motoring next week. There's a couple more jokes I could have thrown in, but I'm not going to do that because I want David Brown to be here next Thursday on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.